It's July 15th, 2026, and a reported $53 billion bid for PayPal just dropped. Here's what it means for your money. Okay, Dev, big picture first. What's the market mood today?
A few things pulling in different directions. On the positive side, ASML, a Dutch company that makes the machines used to build computer chips, raised its outlook, and that's being read as a green light for the whole AI spending boom.
So good news for tech investors?
Broadly, yes. And BlackRock, the world's largest investment firm, just reported a record amount of money under management, which tells you investors are still putting cash to work.
But there's a cloud too, China?
Right. China's economy grew slower than expected, and that's a real concern because so many global companies sell there, Nike being a perfect example today.
So it's a split picture. Strong AI spending, shaky China demand, and one big deal on top of it all.
Exactly. That PayPal takeover story is the one everyone's circling. So let's get into it.
So let's talk PayPal. A $53 billion takeover bid. Who's behind it and what's actually going on?
The details on who's bidding are still thin, but the number is real and it's getting traction. $53 billion would make this one of the biggest deals in fintech history. Fintech just means financial technology. Companies like PayPal that move money digitally.
PayPal's had a rough few years, though, right?
It has. The stock has been under pressure as competitors like Apple Pay and Cash Apps ate into its space. So a bid at this size would essentially be someone saying the market is undervaluing what PayPal is worth.
And the market's reaction?
Interestingly, sentiment around this story is pretty low, more nervous than excited. That gap between a huge headline number and a cautious reaction is worth paying attention to.
Why so cautious?
Deals this size are complicated. Regulators scrutinize them hard. Financing can fall apart, and sometimes these things never close. The market is saying we'll believe it when we see it.
Let's talk about what's gaining steam and what's cooling off. Dev, what's hot?
ASML's guidance is the story gaining the most steam right now. When a company that supplies the entire chip industry says business is strong, the whole AI hardware world pays attention.
And BlackRock's record assets?
Also gaining traction today. It's a signal that investor confidence hasn't cracked.
Anything cooling off?
Data center regulation is one to watch. There's a growing story about government scrutiny of the massive power and land use those facilities require, and that's starting to pick up attention.
All right, bear corner. Dev, make the case against the PayPal excitement.
The market's own nervousness is telling. Sentiment here is weak, closer to skeptical than optimistic. Big deals get announced and fall apart all the time, especially when regulators are in a scrutiny mood.
But $53 billion is serious money. Someone thinks it's worth it.
Sure, but someone thinks and deal closes are very different things. Until there's a signed agreement, this is still just a number floating in the news.
What are you watching tomorrow, Dev?
Three things. Any confirmation or denial on the PayPal bid, further reaction to China's slowdown, and what it means for companies with heavy China exposure, and whether ASML's optimism starts lifting other chip stocks.
Also, keep an eye on AbbVie and Lennar. Both have had notable insider buying recently, which sometimes signals management confidence before a move. That's your Narratick Daily for July 15th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narratick Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.